Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Quickly Repent, Already in Progress.
When we ask Him to forgive us, He does forgive us, and then what do? We change. We start reading the Word. We start staying in the Word. Every day we spend time in God's Word. We start talking to people about Jesus. You know, you start producing fruit for the kingdom, right? Yes. Ms. Jackie, is it wonderful to be able to share Jesus with people?
Every day, yes.
Every day. You produce fruit for the kingdom, don't you, girl? She really does. You see these two fine ladies here, just like Miss Carrie. She's a lovely lady that loves Jesus, her and her husband. They love Jesus with all their heart. They would even spend their own money to fly all the way to Florida just to pray for a person. And did it pay good dividends?
Yes, it did. Praise God, out of hospice.
See, that's producing fruit for the kingdom. You know, now some people would say, I couldn't possibly go to Florida and pray for somebody because then I wouldn't have money for a vacation next year. That's not what you think, is it? No, you think about producing fruit for the kingdom. And the Lord was gracious and merciful, and a person that was in hospice is out of the hospital and home now. Wow. Is God good or is He good?
Yes.
But see, He answers prayers when we repent of our sins. And then we make Him a promise. Now, when you make Him a promise, you better do what you're promising. If you're promising you'll do something just so you can get well, then after you get well, you better make sure you're a good girl. Right, Miss Paula?
Yes.
Do what He says. Walk in love. And the same way with Franz. When He healed that thing in your mouth, you want to be as clean and pure before Him every day as you can. Right, Franz?
I use a straw to get a drink of water.
Wow. Is God good or is He good?
Yeah.
I mean, just think now. Let's stop and think. Let's go back to Psalm 103 and let's look at Psalm 103 and let's see what He says there in Psalm 103. Psalm 103, the first five verses. Psalm 103. What does He say? Bless the Lord and as all with all that's within me, bless His holy name. Then what does it say again? Wait a minute now. We got a double header here back to back. You think He must want us to praise Him. Is that? Are you getting the idea that He wants to be praised?
Yes.
Let me tell you how important that was. My lovely wife, here a while back, had a bridge that came loose on her tooth. She goes up to the dentist, and the dentist tries to get the bridge off, and he cannot get it. The end that was loose, clicking, no problem. But the other end, he couldn't get it off. I mean, he beat on it. Finally, she said, sir, I got to call my husband and have him pray for me. Now, when's the last time you were in a dentist chair and somebody wanted to call their husband for prayer? See, we don't do that very often, do we? But she called, and I prayed, and thanked the Lord for taking that loose. And so she gets back in the chair. About 10 minutes later, she calls back and says, honey, you got to pray again. It still didn't come off. So I prayed again. Well, I didn't hear no more, so I assumed it came off. She gets home. I said, well, how's your tooth? She said, they couldn't get it off. He's going to have bring a special tool next week, and he's going to prize that thing off without breaking that bridge. I said, you mean the Lord didn't answer my prayer? She says, obviously not. And, of course, my wife, you know, she said, maybe you ought to check out your life. Maybe there's a little... maybe there's a little sin somewhere. And is that possibility always there? Yes, it's always possible. So you repent of all your sins. You try to figure out what you did wrong. Because how many of God's promises are yes?
All.
Okay, if all of them's yes and He didn't answer my prayer, is there a problem?
Yes.
Yes, and guess what the problem is? Oh, it's got to be with her, right? No, I'm the spiritual head. The problem's got to be right here. It ain't going to go very far. So anyway, me and Eldon went to get some furniture, and on the way back, I'm sitting there thinking, now, Lord, what did I do wrong? Why did you not answer my prayer for Cheryl's bridge? I mean, if God says all my promises are yes and amen, and I prayed and it didn't come off, then we got an issue. Because it should have come off. So anyway, we're driving along there, and I'm thinking, Lord, what did I do wrong? Lord, thank you for the answer. What did I do wrong? If I'm blessing the Lord, like that Psalms 103 says, I'm blessing His holy name. Does He like that?
Yes.
Yes, He does. And I'm thinking, Lord, what did I do wrong? Lord, thank you for telling me. And then all of a sudden I heard a little word says, praise, praise. Eldon spoke up about that time. He says, Thurman, God always answers your prayer for your wife. He said, why did He not answer it this time? I said, you know, Eldon, I was just sitting here talking to the Lord about that. And I said, I think I just got the answer. He said, what is it? I said, I heard Him say praise. I just barely heard it. But I heard Him say praise. So I said, obviously I didn't praise Him enough. I did thank Him for taking it off, but I really didn't praise Him. I said, I just didn't praise Him. I said, Lord, I just want to praise You for taking that bridge off of Cheryl's mouth. Lord, I thank You. I praise You. And Eldon, he put one knee up against the steering wheel and throwed both hands up in there and said, yes, Lord, me and Thurman want to praise You for taking. Now we've got two of these crazy guys driving down the road with their hands up in the air, praising the Lord, driving with those knees. We drive along about 10 miles. By about 10 or 12 minutes, we're just praising the Lord. And all of a sudden, my cell phone rang, and I noticed it was Cheryl's ring. She said, honey, what are you doing? I said, well, me and Eldon just driving down the road. You're praising Him for taking that bridge off your mouth. She said, I knew it. She said, it just fell off in my mouth with no... Now, you see what happens when you praise? So in Psalm 103, when He says, bless the Lord, in other words, praise His holy name, I mean, what do you think He wants us to do? Yeah, and if you're not to the point where you can drive down the road and say, Lord, I praise You, just because you got two or three people in a car with you, and you can't say, Lord, I praise You, well, you're going to be sick probably for a long time. Because He's not ashamed of you, and He don't want you to be ashamed of Him. So He wants you to glorify Him and tell Him how much you love Him. And so as you praise Him and thank Him and worship Him, He says there, after that, He says, and forget not all the Lord's benefits. Is that what He said?
Yes. Amen.
What is some of those benefits? Who forgives how much?
All.
Okay, He said, He forgives all of your iniquities. So if He forgives all of your iniquities, that means you got to confess them. Yes. Lord, if I've not been doing this, I confess it. If I've been doing this, I confess it. I'll stop doing this, Lord. But forget not all His benefits. Who forgives all of your iniquities, and then who heals how many of your diseases? So see, if you get all of your sins taken care of, how many of your sickness will He heal?
All.
Every time. So now, is that good news? You see why we get so many people healed? We do it just exactly like He said. Is that right, Paula? After being sick for 20 years, you found a place that taught you exactly what God says, and when you've done exactly what He's required you to do, He healed you, didn't He?
Absolutely.
And is it good to be healed?
Awesome.
I'm telling you. Yeah, when that girl gave her testimony and talked about how much pain she was in for 20 years. Of course, Jack was in excruciating pain, too, in his back. You know, for many years, I don't know how many, but several. But since you got healed, you ain't had a pain in your back at all, have you, Jack? But boy, do y'all all notice what Jack has learned? Anytime he falls from grace, what did he say he did?
Quickly.
good lesson right there, right, Jack? Repent quickly. You know what? Most people, when they sin, they don't even repent at all. They think, well, God don't know what I'm doing, so Andy, nobody knows what I'm doing, right?
Yeah,
He knows what you're doing, all right. He even knows the intent of your heart, doesn't He? Yes, He does. Wow. Is God awesome or is He awesome? Does He love us?
Yes.
Does He want to heal us?
Yes.
Will He heal us?
Yes.
But we got to do it His way, right? We got to repent of sin. We got to change our way. And we got to start worshiping Him and praising Him and thanking Him. And when we do that, then He forgives and bless His holy name. Just like, I wonder if I had never listened. And I mean, when He says He speaks to me again and again, I wonder if I had not got quiet with Him in that truck driving down the road and I'm listening intently. If I hadn't ever heard Him say, praise, You know, we might have never got that bridge off of Cheryl's mouth. Because that doctor, I mean, that dentist, I mean, he worked on it. He hammered, he beat on that. She told me, said, honey, he said he was afraid he was going to break that bridge, and he didn't want to break it because they're pretty expensive. I think it was like a 5-tooth bridge or something. And she didn't want to break it because a new one's very expensive. A little glue don't cost much, you know. But anyway, what, honey?
He forgives all your iniquities and heals all your diseases.
Absolutely. That's what he said. Wow. I'm going to pray, and then we're going to pray for Peter. Father, I thank you for this beautiful day. Lord, I thank you for this beautiful word, the holy word of God, where you tell us how you work. You tell us how you do things. You tell us everything we need to know to get saved, to get healed, and get delivered and made whole. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for this beautiful day. I thank you for this beautiful week. And I thank you, Lord, that you said we come to you, and if we repent of all sin, you will heal all of our diseases, every one of them. What a God you are. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for healing us. Thank you, Lord. We're so grateful that we do serve such an awesome God. Lord, as I've called out so many people today, I thank you that you have these people here that when I need them to tell about your miracles, like Jack, and Jack doesn't mind me telling how you healed him, and Franz, Lord, how you healed him. And we're all so grateful, or all of us. And Paula, she's so grateful you healed her, Lord. But all of us, Kim over here, when she got her back healed years ago and been totally well ever since, Lord. But Lord, there's people all over this room that have been healed. I mean, I could go on for all afternoon praising you and thanking you for all these wonderful people that are here today that had terrible problems in their life. And you forgave them after they repented of their sins, and you healed them and made them whole. Lord, we just thank you and praise you and worship you. You are the mighty God, the King of Kings. And Lord, help us as we pray for people to realize it's not us, it's you. You're the one that heals them, not us. We just touch them or tell them what they need to do. And then they repent, and we pray for them, or we lay hands on them, or whatever you told us to do at the time. And then you will do what you promised, and you'll heal them every time if they'll only believe. Lord, thank you.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled Quickly Repent, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.